Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a new segment on the Grill Team. Ooh.
Yeah, simple one. Where will we be in 50 years? Bit of a thought provoker, ladies and gentlemen, and we want you to get involved. Now, we're going to pick a subject and discuss it, where we will be in relation to it in 50 years' time. Now, you know, for instance, as an example, what will Sydney be like in 50 years? For that matter, Australia? Mm-hmm. Or where will religion be in 50 years? Sport, terrorism, et cetera, et cetera. Now, today on the back of the shark attack on Mick Fenning, and on the back, let's face it, gentlemen, of a growing number of shark attacks in recent times in Australia, the question I'm going to ask you is, in 50 years, what will our relationship with the ocean be like? Mm. Now, Australia's always had a great affinity with the ocean. We're a beach culture. We love the surf. Surfing culture is a huge part of the Aussie culture. But we are seeing more and more shark attacks all the time. Myself and my brother Andrew, we used to spend our summers in a caravan park up at Port Stephens. Mum and Dad still do, same park, same van. Now, we'd surf non-stop all the time up there. And I very rarely, gentlemen, in 15, 20 years, saw a shark. I maybe saw one, if it was a shark.
Yeah.
But 25 years ago, up around that time, in Port Stephens, they declared it a marine park. Now, it was to restore fish stocks, and as a consequence, many of the old fishermen who still live up there and still fish up there and done their whole lives, they tell me sharks are almost a plague proportions up there. A great friend of mine had a surf school up there, shut it down 2 years ago, because he said, Matty, every time we paddled out, we had to paddle back in because of sharks, every day. Jesus. He said, and if you look at 60 Minutes, did a story on Stockton Beach recently, there were some old fishermen up there just throwing a line in and just pulling great whites in. Every time they pulled it in, they'd tag them and let them go. It was to highlight the fact of how many there are in our oceans there at the moment. Now, the change this change happened 25 years ago when they declared it a marine park. It has been huge. Gentlemen, the question is, what's it going to be like in 50 years' time? Will we be able to get in the ocean? You know, will surfers be able to paddle out and surf? As far as unpatrolled beaches are concerned, gentlemen, I say absolutely no way.
Mm.
Yes, I understand people. It's the shark's ocean. I get that. However, if we hope to continue to enjoy the ocean as we do right now, something needs to change. Number one, we leave it as is and alter our attitudes to the ocean and how we enjoy it. Or number two, we bring back controlled culling of sharks off our shores. Gentlemen,
it's trying to get the balance right, isn't it? Like you say, in 25 years, Matty, it has changed extraordinarily, you know, from not even seeing a shark to plague proportions. So you add another 50 years, so that's twice that time. Well, you know, it's going to be in a position where you'll stand on the beach and it'll be like looking at an aquarium, but the sharks will be swimming by if we continue like this. So that can't happen. There's too much money, too much tourism dollars for Australia not to have the beaches available.
Yeah.
So where do you get the balance? Culling is one way of doing it. Shark nets, perhaps a better shark nets is probably better. I know some beaches do have that, but you then see these documentaries, massive big holes in the netting and that sort of stuff.
I certainly think, you know, in given our relationship and our culture with the ocean, as far as the old days of strapping the boards on the roof and just going to it and finding the perfect wave, if we don't do something in 50 years, that's over.
Yes.
You just wouldn't do it. I mean, really, surfing could go to be one of the most dangerous sports on earth.
Mm. I struggle to believe that in 50 years there won't be technology that we could perhaps use on the big beaches, your Bondis and your Coogees and things like that, that could send out a pulse or a sonic signal or something like that that disturbs sharks or something that they don't like.
I mean, a lot of people tell you, Pagey, they'll say, oh, no, it's always been there. It's just that, you know, the attacks really haven't gone up that far. Mate, I come back to the guys that I speak to, those old fishermen up there that have fished their whole lives, and they tell me, I'm telling you, they said they are at plague proportions up there at Port Stephens.
Yeah, that's their life. They know what they're talking about. Give us a buzz on 133353 or tweet us or get on our Facebook page because, like Matty said, this new segment's all about everyone being inclusive on where are we going to be in 50 years on a topic. Today, it's all about how we're going to use the beaches due to shark attack.
Well, also the ocean as well. If you listen to some people in 50 years, if you live on the beach, you might have a shark swimming down your hallway.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
50 years as well. If the polar ice caps melt, how will the Great Barrier Reef be? There's worries about pollution and things like that. Have your say at Grill Team on Twitter. Where will we be with the ocean in 50 years' time in Australia? It's 7:29.